Meeting Module Unit 3, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn questions and answers used in inviting someone to a private house. If you think that you might have forgotten the meaning of some of these sentences, go back to the end of the C1 tape and review them. If you think that you know the meanings of all the sentences on the target list, you should begin learning how to say them. James Franklin, an American businessman in Taipei, is talking with an official at his bank.
黄科长，您下个星期六有功夫吗？我想请您和您夫人到我们家来吃个便饭。
Repeat, Saturday of next week.
下个星期六。下个星期六。
Repeat, are you free Saturday of next week?
您下个星期六有功夫吗？您下个星期六有功夫吗？
Repeat. Section Chief Huang, are you free Saturday of next week?
黄科长，您下个星期六有功夫吗？黄科长，您下个星期六有功夫吗？
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. Section Chief Huang, are you free Saturday of next week?
黄科长，您下个星期六有功夫吗？
Again.
黄科长，您下个星期六有功夫吗？
Repeat another word for and.
和。和。
Repeat.I'd like to invite you and your wife.
我想请您和您夫人。我想请您和您夫人。
Repeat the verb to eat.
吃。吃。
Repeat the word for a simple or informal meal.
便饭。便饭。
Repeat.I'd like to invite you and your wife to come to our house for a simple meal.
我想请您和您夫人到我们家来吃个便饭。我想请您和您夫人到我们家来吃个便饭。
Again.
我想请您和您夫人到我们家来吃个便饭。我想请您和您夫人到我们家来吃个便饭。
How do you say, are you free Saturday of next week?
您下个星期六有功夫吗？
How do you say, I'd like to invite you and your wife to come to our house for a simple meal?
我想请您和您夫人到我们家来吃个便饭。
When the verb 吃 is not followed by a specific object such as 便饭, it must be followed by the general object 饭, which literally means cooked rice. Repeat the general expression to eat.
吃饭。吃饭。
Listen now as the conversation between Section Chief Huang and Mr. Franklin continues.
您何必这么客气？
不是客气。
Repeat, why is it necessary?
何必？何必？
Repeat, why is it necessary to be so polite?
您何必这么客气？您何必这么客气？
Try saying it yourself, you get a reply. Why is it necessary to be so polite?
您何必这么客气？
不是客气。
Again.
您何必这么客气？
不是客气。
Now repeat, it's not politeness.
不是客气。不是客气。
Respond to the question yourself now. It's not politeness.
您何必这么客气？
不是客气。
Again.
您何必这么客气？
不是客气。
Mr. Franklin continues. Listen.
我有一个朋友刚从美国来，他现在在台湾大学教经济学，我很想给你们两位介绍介绍。
Repeat, I have a friend who's just come from America.
我有一个朋友刚从美国来。我有一个朋友刚从美国来。
Notice that there is no marker lo used here, even though you're talking about a completed action. It's often the case that a sentence using gang, just, does not use a completed action lo. How do you say, I have a friend who's just come from America?
我有一个朋友刚从美国来。
Now repeat the verb to teach.
教教
Repeat, she's teaching economics at Taiwan University right now.
她现在在台湾大学教经济学。她现在在台湾大学教经济学。
Again.
她现在在台湾大学教经济学。他现在在台湾大学教经济学。
The verb 教 is another verb which is either followed by a specific object such as 经济学 or a general object, in this case, 书. Repeat the expression to teach.
教书教书
How do you say, she's teaching economics at Taiwan University right now?
他现在在台湾大学教经济学。
Repeat the verb to introduce.
介绍。介绍。
Repeat, introduce the two of you.
给你们两位介绍介绍。给你们两位介绍介绍。
Notice that when you want to talk about making introductions, you use the prepositional verb 给 with the verb 介绍. In a sense, you're saying that you want to perform an introduction for the two of them. Repeat, I'd like very much to introduce the two of you.
我很想给你们两位介绍介绍。我很想给你们两位介绍介绍。
Again.
我很想给你们两位介绍介绍。我很想给你们两位介绍介绍。
How do you say, I have a friend who's just come from America?
我有一个朋友刚从美国来。
How do you say, she's teaching economics at Taiwan University right now?
他现在在台湾大学教经济学。
How do you say, I would very much like to introduce the two of you?
我很想给你们两位介绍介绍。
Section Chief Huang replies, listen.
那太好了，很希望跟他谈谈。
Repeat, that's wonderful.
那太好了。那太好了。
Notice that this sentence is not translated as too good. The word 太 is stronger than 很, but does not include any connotations of overly or excessive here. Now repeat the verb to wish, to hope to, or to look forward to.
希望
Repeat, I very much wish to talk with her.
很希望跟她谈谈。很希望跟她谈谈。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. I very much wish to talk with her.
很希望跟她谈谈。
Again.
很希望跟她谈谈。
How do you say, that's wonderful?
那太好了。
How do you say, I very much wish to talk with her?
很希望跟她谈谈。
Let's review quickly some of the new vocabulary covered so far. How do you say, eat a simple meal?
吃个便饭。
How do you say simply to eat?
吃饭。
How do you say, why is it necessary?
何必?
How do you say to teach?
教书。
What's the verb to introduce?
介绍。
Let's return to the conversation now. Section Chief Huang was talking about meeting Mr. Franklin's friend.
那太好了。我希望跟他谈谈。不过恐怕我的英文不行。不但说得不好，有时候也听不懂。
Repeat the adverb but or however.
不过，不过。
The adverb 不过 like its counterpart however, is usually seen at the beginning of sentences. Now repeat the word for to be afraid that.
恐怕，恐怕。
To be afraid that may seem like an awkward translation, but there is another word which means simply to be afraid. Repeat, however, I'm afraid that my English isn't good enough.
不过恐怕我的英文不行。不过恐怕我的英文不行。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. However, I'm afraid that my English isn't good enough.
不过恐怕我的英文不行。
Again.
不过恐怕我的英文不行。
Now repeat, not only.
不但。不但。
Repeat the phrase, sometimes.
有时候，有时候。
Now repeat the compound verb of result, can't understand, which is used to talk about oral conversations.
听不懂，听不懂。
As you remember, in the potential forms of compound verbs of result, the negative marker 不occurs between the action verb 听 to listen and the verb showing result 懂 to understand. How would you say can understand?
听得懂。
In addition to referring to what is possible, compound verbs of result can also refer to what actually happened. How would you say I understood?
我听懂了。
How would you say, I didn't understand?
我没听懂。
Now, if you were talking about something you're reading, you'd have to substitute the verb kan, to read, for the verb ting, to listen. How would you say, I can't understand in this context?
我看不懂。
How would you say, I can understand?
我看得懂。
How would you say, I understood?
我看懂了。
How would you say, I didn't understand?
我没看懂。
Now repeat the sentence. Not only don't I speak well, sometimes I can't understand what I hear either.
不但说得不好，有时候也听不懂。不但说得不好，有时候也听不懂。
In a sentence when you're expressing an idea in terms of not only but also, use 不但 in the first part of the sentence and yeah in the second part of the sentence. Repeat again. Not only don't I speak well, sometimes I can't understand what I hear either.
不但说得不好，有时候也听不懂。不但说得不好，有时候也听不懂。
Notice that while 不但 comes at the front of the phrase, yeah, still occurs in its usual position before the verb. Now, how do you say, however, I'm afraid that my English isn't good enough?
不过，恐怕我的英文不行。
How do you say, not only don't I speak well, sometimes I can't understand what I hear either?
不但说得不好，有时候也听不懂。
Mr. Franklin replies, listen.
哪里哪里，您说的跟美国人一样好。
Repeat the adverb equally.
一样。一样。
This adverb is used to compare things which are similar in some quality.Repeat, this is as good as that, or more literally, this and that are equally good.
这个跟那个一样好。这个跟那个一样好。
As with other sentences you've learned comparing two things, you use a prepositional verb, in this case, 跟, and an adjectival verb, here, 一样 and 好. How do you say,This is as good as that.
这个跟那个一样好。
Now repeat, you speak as well as an American.
您说的跟美国人一样好。您说的跟美国人一样好。
This sentence is actually a shortened version of the comparison.When you're comparing how two people do things, the full sentence can be quite long. Repeat, you speak as well as an American.
您说英文说的跟美国人说的一样好。您说英文说的跟美国人说的一样好。
As with the prepositional verb be,The elements compared with 跟 may be nouns, pronouns, or phrases. Now, using the short form again, how do you say, you speak as well as an American?
您说的跟美国人一样好。
Again.
您说的跟美国人一样好。
Mr. Franklin and Section Chief Huang conclude their conversation.
怎么样？六点半对您方便不方便？
方便，方便。
我没请什么人，很随便。
那就先谢咯。
Repeat, I haven't invited anyone special.
我没请什么人。我没请什么人。
see another example of an any phrase, but notice that the sentence has a unique meaning. Instead of meaning anyone at all, the phrase means anyone special. Repeat again, I haven't invited anyone special.
我没请什么人。我没请什么人。
Now repeat the adjectival verb to be informal.
随便。随便。
This is an often used expression meaning not only informal, but frequently meaning as you please. Here, of course, it's used to describe the party. Repeat, I haven't invited anyone special. It's very informal.
我没请什么人，很随便。我没请什么人，很随便。
Now repeat Section Chief Huang's reply. I'll thank you in advance then.
那就先谢了。那就先谢了。
How do you say, I haven't invited anyone special?
我没请什么人。
How do you say, it's very informal?
很随便。
How do you say, well, I'll thank you in advance then?
那就先谢了。
Let's review what's been covered on this tape. Put the following sentences into Chinese. Number one.I'd like to invite you to come to our house for a simple meal Saturday of next week. Why is it necessary to be so polite?
您何必这么客气?
Number two.I have an American friend who teaches at Taiwan University. I would very much like to introduce the two of you.
很想给你们两位介绍介绍。
That's wonderful.
那太好了。
Number three, I very much wish to talk with your friend.
我很希望跟您朋友谈谈。
However, I'm afraid that my English isn't good enough.
不过，恐怕我的英文不行。
Not only don't I speak well, sometimes I can't understand what I hear either.
不但说得不好，有时候也听不懂。
You speak as well as an American.
您说的跟美国人一样好。
Number five, I haven't invited anyone special. It's very informal.
我没请什么人，很随便。
I'll thank you in advance then.
那就先谢咯。
This is the end of the tape. End of Meeting Module Unit 3, Production Tape 1.